Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Inspect a Gadget with Clarissa Montero and Christopher Lim from the Business Times with Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Inspect a Gadget on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero in the studio with me, Christopher Lim, digital editor of the Business Times. We started talking about this last week, the LG wearable face mask filter thing.
Filter thingy? No, it is the LG PuraCare wearable filter, right? It's an actual motorized air filter you wear on your face.
All right. And today, Christopher has his test drive unit in front of me. He wore it a while ago, and I thought, the one comment I will make is it looked like you were very comfortable, but my problem with it was it made you sound muffled to me.
Yeah, so it's both simultaneously amazing that they managed to cram, they being LG, managed to miniaturize a full-blown air purifier mm-hmm. that would usually sit in your room into something that can fit on your face and yet not be so heavy that it drags your face down.
Right.
At the same time, it's not for everybody. So again, for the benefit of our listeners, this is the LG PuraCare wearable air purifier. It's an air purifier that fits on your face. So it's not a cloth mask. It's a plastic mask with a lot of
silicon and things.
You can see there's silicone mouth portion that fits over your face. There is a replaceable cloth bit inside so that the moisture from your breath doesn't clog up the internals. And there are HEPA filters. I'm going to open up and show Clarissa. HEPA filters.
Amazing, isn't it?
Two of them. So actual HEPA filters. The upside, yes, this is not something that's pretending to filter air. It's got the works. It's got HEPA filters. It's got a motor. You have to charge it. And if you turn it on at full blast, it will only last a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
But
it has fans.
It's got fans because otherwise, how does it draw the air through the filters to you?
Right.
So there are three settings. So when you sit down, you turn it on low. If you're walking, you turn it to medium. If you are, say, running or strenuous activity, you turn it to high, in which case you actually hear the air going whoosh, 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 and the fan actually sucking air through it.
It's got a UV LED light that kills harmful germs.
It will sterilize the air as you use it. But yeah, like I mentioned, if you turn it to full blast, which is high, it will last only 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But it lasts up to 8 hours in low mode. And then you charge it with a USB-C cable, the sort of thing that comes with most smartphones these days.
I can see that you would use a normal mask for, as you're moving around in the office and what have you. Then you get on the MRT or the bus, and this is where you'd want to put this on.
Yes, or you work in a dusty area, for example. You're allergic to, mm-hmm. to something, and you're going to get into an environment filled with pollen, for example, and you are prone to hay fever. This could help you in those situations too. But then there is the maintenance. I mean, you have to change the filters. So the HEPA filters last about a month, assuming you use it 10 hours a day.
Okay.
And there are two of these filters. Yeah. So, and then there's the inner lining. This comes with 10 of them, but then you have to change them. You can't wash them. So, yeah, I mean, it adds up.
There is a little bit of cost involved. Okay, so pre-orders for the wearable air filter purifier.
Yeah, available now for pre-order on LG's Lazada and Shopee stores for $229 Singapore dollars.
And it will already available at authorized retailers.
Well, will be. Become available.
Oh,
authorized retailers. Best Denki and Courts. Oh, sorry. Yes, already available. You're right. My brain is stuck a week back.
I give you Friday.
Yeah. I'm sorry. So yes, Best Denki and Courts.
Yeah, but then here's where you're talking about the maintenance. There are things that you have to buy that you need to keep buying. You need to keep buying the filters. What else do you need to keep buying? The the cloth and the inside that you were talking about.
The inner liner you have to buy. Yeah. Though if you buy this mask, the LG Purecan, from now till March 31st, it will come with 30 pieces of the inner cover, and they'll last you a while, worth, you know, $20 per pack. And then you have to buy the HEPA filters I mentioned. Yeah.
And if you want to be vain about it, make sure you carry it in its proper casing. That wearable air purifier case is sold separately for $199.
Oh, that's different. I don't have it with me and it wasn't available for review yet. So, but it does come with a bag like this. But if you want the case, which also charges the wearable air filter, then yeah, that is separate. Yep. For how much is that? Goodness.
$199.
There you go. $200 pretty much. But then again, there's nothing else quite like it. I mean, we did talk about, I know you say my voice is muffled when I put this on, and concept masks such as Razer's Project Hazel promise to amplify your voice and all that, but nothing's on the market except this. This is the only game in town at the moment if you want something of this hardcore quality.
Well, which brings me back to my point of, you know, you may use a normal surgical mask or what have you while you're walking around in the office in normal environments, but if you are going to be taking public transport, especially if you are taking public transport all the time, then this is the time to wear it is when you're on the train, when you're on the bus, and then you're not supposed to be talking there anyway.
You very good point, Clarissa. You actually should be minimizing conversation when you are up close, especially in up close with other people, crammed up close, especially in the MRT train or on the bus.
Right.
Anyway, so basically, you reserve this for your commute or wherever you have maximum periods of maximum exposure for an hour
when
or two.
When you go grocery shopping or go to Chinatown to get all your Chinese New Year goodies,
or you go clubbing. Just kidding.
I'm a smack you.
So yeah, you wear it for the duration and then you take it off and you charge it, in which case the battery life limitation isn't as much of a practical limitation because you're not going to wear this all day.
Right. No, I mean, I see functional uses for it. It appeals to me. I'm already looking at how you could blingify that to scare people to not sit next to me on the bus when I go home.
Yeah, I mean, it's just begging for a radioactive sticker.
I know, right?
Though, I mean, on
each of the filters.
On a more serious note, really, this is, you could really bling this up with sequins or whatever you want. You can personalize it. Yeah. Because it's a plastic mask. Yeah. So have at it.
No, it appeals to me on that front, and it appeals to me on with the possibility that people might not sit next to me. I seem to be a magnet for a certain type.
Take that as a compliment. You look approachable, Clarissa.
Uh-huh. Okay, moving on. The 5Gs. I have actually been very torn between, do I need 5G or do I not need 5G?
No one actually needs it. Depends how impatient you are. Okay, here's the rub. So 5G really is the latest wireless broadband standard. So if you want the fastest downloads, you don't have to wait when you're accessing the internet on the go. You want a 5G-enabled smartphone as well as a 5G-enabled phone plan. But you don't strictly need one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice that there are more options now, ranging from, you know, some pretty affordable all the way to some of the more premium ones.
Okay. And you're saying that some of them you actually need to change your plan for.
It depends what you're on. So if you have a legacy plan, you got something a year or two ago, you may need to call up your telco and get them to activate that the 5G portion, so that you may have a 5G phone, but if your plan only allows up to 4G, it won't automatically switch to 5G.
Okay.
So, I mean, for example, the iPhone 12, which was launched late last year, is a 5G-enabled phone. But if you only had a 4G phone plan, like me, you're stuck on 4G.
You're not going to get that 5G for some miraculous reason, right?
Because 5G not only will use up your data plan faster, it will also suck more battery.
So that means that if you change your plan, if your existing plan doesn't, have 5G, if you change your plan will probably go up in price?
Probably go up a little bit, a teeny bit. But then you get all the goodness with 5G. And to be fair, it does matter. If, for example, you like to upload videos, if you're a vlogger, you know, or you take lots of large photos, or you need to move big files around, or you're a gamer who demands absolute lag-free performance when you catch the Pokemon in Timbuktu.
Do I look like one of those?
I'm just not going to answer that because that's entrapment. But yeah, then you would appreciate 5G, especially
since...
You're such
a journalist.
I'm just going to dodge that. You can get a 5G phone for less than $500. Okay, mentioned Realme earlier. Mm. Realme launched its Realme 7
last
5G.
Last week, right?
Yeah, and that's going for $469. And it's a very capable phone in all aspects. It's not the top of the line for Realme. There's the Realme 7 Pro, which was launched last year. But the Realme 7 Pro is a 4G-only model. Mm. We talked about it on air, I think.
Yes.
It's got a 32-megapixel selfie camera. It's like, wow, you need 32 megapixels to capture, you know, yourself in a selfie. Maybe
wearing
you do.
That LG mask.
Yeah, blinged up, yeah. But the Realme 7 5G, while not being quite up to the Realme 7 Pro level, does have a 16-megapixel selfie cam, so no slouch there.
Right.
And a 48-megapixel rear camera.
At $469.
At $469. It's got a big battery too, and it goes from, you can charge it from zero, as in flat, all the way to 100% in about an hour, 65 minutes. You can go from zero to fully charged in just over an hour. That's fast charging. So that's the entry price, indicative of the entry price now for a 5G mobile phone, less than $500.
Okay, so we've been teased online anytime we went to Lazada or anything, or like me when I tried to do my grocery shopping with the Galaxy S Series S21, which apparently launched today.
Yeah, available today. And there are three models in three sizes. So it depends what size you need. There's the S21 5G, 6.2 inches.
Which is that the same size as the new iPhone 12 small one?
No, the 12 mini is 5.4-inch screen.
Oh, so that's still smaller.
It's a bit smaller. So it would be roughly similar size to the iPhone 12, the standard iPhone 12.
Ah.
Then there's the Galaxy S21 Plus. That's a 6.7-inch screen. Pretty big there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the biggest. The Galaxy S21 Ultra is the real top of the line here, 6.8 inches.
Right.
That's huge. 6.8 is really big. And that's a bigger screen even than the largest iPhone. But you pay for it, yeah? So if you want half a terabyte of memory, 512 GB, 1998 is the retail price.
You know, they can just say 2,000.
Yeah, psychological barriers and all that. So about $2,000, 1998 for the top of the line, Galaxy S21 Ultra 5G. But you really don't need half a terabyte of memory. The 256 GB one is just 1,798. And if you're fine with the baby, right, the 6.2-inch Galaxy S21, that starts at 1,248 for 256 GB of built-in memory. So 1,248 for the entry level, so to speak, S21. That's about par for the cost for a Galaxy S-series from Samsung. Remember, this is Samsung's flagship series, so you expect these kind of prices.
They look quite nice. I mean, I have to say, like I said, when I tried to do my online grocery shopping or whatever, all the teaser ads were coming up. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, the colours were quite nice, especially the Phantom Violet.
Yeah, it's Phantom everything, right? Phantom Black, Phantom Silver, Phantom Violet. Yeah.
Pink.
Phantom Pink.
Yes.
Yeah, for and you don't need to get the top model for that. The Galaxy S21 5G, the smallest one, comes in phantom pink, folks. So
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's quite cute. And right now they've got a launch promotion. So if you want to get it, you get some nice complimentary goodies with it.
Yes, indeed. I mean, Galaxy Buds Live, you know. So wireless earbuds it's worth 288 if you get the entry level S21. If you buy it through local telcos and operators.
Mm-hmm.
And the top of the line S21 Ultra 5G comes with the upgraded Galaxy Buds Pro earbuds, truly wireless earbuds. And actually, the entire line, all of Samsung's Galaxy truly wireless earbuds are actually really good. I mean, they've been good for years. So these are pretty much all the truly wireless earbud you need. You don't need to buy something else. It's the full package. So you get phone and you get truly wireless earbuds that are not an afterthought, that are really good truly wireless earbuds.
Okay, so there you have it. You've got some options to look at. And different price points as well for those options. And because we've been teasing them with that LG wearable filter mask thing that you're you've been teasing them with, we finally had details for them today.
Yes, and it can actually tell, you know, is it practical? Is it real? It works. It may not be for everyone, but it is really an impressive feat of miniaturization. And in, you know, the new the COVID-19 driven new normal we live in, it is more relevant than ever to have a really hardcore piece of air filtration you can wear. It's not passive, it's active. It actually actively filters air into your mouth. So that's something.
That is kind of cool. And on that note, this has been Inspector Gadget, the last one for January.
But we made it.
I know, right? So I don't know what he's going to bring to us next month, but we'll find out. You're on Money FM 89.3. He is Christopher Lim, digital editor from the Business Times. I'm Clarissa Montero. Stay with us.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.